from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Larry Marcille. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from an anonymous donor from California. This Mass is offered for the conversion of sinners and for our church. Our thanks to the donor for the gift of the televising of this Mass to the faithful of Canada and also around the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My friends, to celebrate the sacred mysteries, we call to mind our sins and life, always relying on the mercy of God. I confess to Almighty God, to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, and what I've done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us of our sins, and bring us all to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who bestow light on all the nations, grant your peoples the gladness of lasting peace and pour into our hearts that brilliant light by which you purify the minds of our fathers in faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of John. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Kings of Sheba and Seba bring
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. After feeding the 5,000 with the loaves and fish, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After saying farewell to them, he then went up to the mountain to pray. When evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and Jesus was alone on the land. When he saw that they were straining at the oars against an adverse wind, he came towards them early in the morning, walking on the sea. He intended to pass them by. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. For they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then Jesus got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. My friends in Christ, the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My brothers and sisters in the Lord, a new year has begun. What will it bring to us throughout this year into our own lives? Will this year bring an end to this pandemic of COVID-19 and, of course, its many variants? Well, of course, we cannot answer that question. However, we as Christians can certainly continue to put our trust in God that we and our families will be protected through our prayers. When Jesus, at some point in our gospel, was pressed about the end of the world, he was quite frank with his answer and said, "Only my Father in heaven knows that time and that day." So we must not fret about such things. And as Jesus tells us in St. John's Gospel, trust in God, trust in me. Also in some editions, believe in God, believe in me. So our gospel today is certainly about trusting in the Lord. Let us begin after listening to the gospel. And perhaps we will ask ourselves this very question. Do we ever feel, when we are in trouble or going through difficulties, that Jesus seems to be a far distance away from us? As we heard, Jesus had performed the great miracle of the loaves and the fish. And then he left the disciples to go to a place in order that he could be alone to pray to the Father. Jesus had mentioned to his disciples that they should go on ahead and sail across the Sea of Galilee to Bethsaida. It was during the crossing that a great storm arose and seemed to threaten the lives of the disciples. I am certain that anyone who's been on open water can be frightened by the fierce winds and heightened waves that come upon us just like that. I've been through this myself on the Georgian Bay, and it is an experience that one does not forget. No one would believe that the great ship, the Edmund Fitzgerald, would sink in Lake Superior a number of years ago because of these unexpected storms in November. It became a legendary song performed by Gordon Lightfoot, but that's what it was about, the great ship, the storm. So in a way, we can see why the disciples were so frightened not having the Lord with them and going through this experience. For we also know that the disciples were experienced fishermen. However, when the storm came up unexpectedly, they then feared for their own lives. The Sea of Galilee was well known for its sudden storms, which were caused by strong winds that came down from the surrounding mountains. It is most certain that the disciples must have cried out for help when they recognized that their boat was about to capsize by the waves. And then, of course, a great tragedy would occur, perhaps even the loss of lives. We know that Jesus in this gospel passage is not with them in the boat. However, he was with them in his prayers. And when Jesus actually perceived that they were in trouble, he came to them by walking on the sea. They were quite startled at first because he was at a great distance. It looked like a ghost or perhaps a sea creature, and they were terrified. They believed the ghost was there to seal their fate. They refused to believe it was Jesus until he spoke to them. And like a shepherd to his sheep, they recognized his voice. "Take heart, it is I. Have no fear." Powerful words even for ourselves to listen to. Take heart, God is with us. Have no fear. Jesus not only calmed their fears, but also calmed the wind, the rain, and the waves. Needless to say, the disciples were astounded, for they did not really understand about the miracle of the loaves and fish. It's interesting also when we listen to this gospel, and we read about, and some of us remember, the last three popes, including Francis right now, John Paul II, now a saint, Benedict Pope Emeritus the 16th, and Pope Francis. They have all told us not to be afraid and to place our faith in God. Let us now look at that question again that I asked. Does the Lord seem distant to us in our times of trials and tribulations? Now, my friends, be assured that the Lord never leaves us. He constantly watches over us throughout our lives. And this is especially true when we are tempted or we feel weak, we feel useless, we are frightened. Where is God in all this? I'm sure we've heard that from many people, our family and friends. Where is God in all this? But we know, as believing Christians, that God is with us through our trials, through our tribulations. Yes, the disciples thought that they saw a ghost. However, they did not. What they saw was the Lord, and then assured of that when they heard his voice. So let us continue as we begin this new year of 2022 to ask the Lord for the spiritual strength that we need when we find ourselves in a crisis. We will not give in to fear, and we will not be discouraged. That's what we must say. And let us remember these very words from the scripture, believe in God, believe in me. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, we place our trust in you. And I conclude now with our prayer for this day. Lord Jesus, may we never doubt your saving help and your ever watchful presence, especially in times of adversity. We ask that you fortify our faith with courage and hope, with steady perseverance, that we may never waver in placing all of our trust in you. Amen. We now offer our prayers and our petitions to our Heavenly Father. As this new year begins, we pray especially for the leaders of the Church, Francis I, that the Lord will continue to protect him, guide him as he leads our Church. For the Pope, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those in the Daily TV Mass community who have asked to be included in our prayer intentions book, especially those asking for peace in their family, for this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all those who are sick, suffering, about to undergo surgery. May the Good Shepherd walk with them through these times of trial, medical things that are going on in their lives. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving Father, we give you thanks for hearing the prayers and petitions that we present to you today. As always, we present them to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for it is through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth, work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. By the mystery of the water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for it is through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine, work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. Lord God, we ask you to be pleased with the sacrifice that we offer you with a humble and contrite heart. Wash away my iniquities. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and for all his holy church.
O God, who give us the gift of true prayer and of peace, graciously grant that through this offering we may do fitting homage to your divine majesty, and by partaking of the sacred mystery we may be faithfully united in mind and heart through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For today you have revealed the mystery of our salvation in Christ as a light for the nations. And when he appeared in our mortal nature, you made us new by the glory of his immortal nature. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Holy, you are holy indeed, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Thomas, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
We offer peace to our neighbors. Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. And blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Our communion antiphon, that life which was with the Father became visible and has appeared to us. Let us pray. May your people, O Lord, whom you guide and sustain in many ways, experience now and in the future the remedies which you bestow, that with the needed solace of things that pass away, they may strive with ever deepened trust for things eternal. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Again, I offer you my blessings towards this beginning of the new year, and let us pray. It will be a year of good health for all of us. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you on this day, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Go forth in peace. Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass.